UW Oshkosh Professor William McConkie says he's looking forward to the legal debate that got a green light to proceed this week. A ruling by Dane County Judge Rick Nice allows McConkie to proceed with his challenge of the gay marriage amendment. His suit claims the amendment's wording violates a clause in the state constitution that requires all referendums to ask only one question. McConkie says it's clear this one asks three.
The way that the amendment was written, it obviously outlaws marriages between homosexuals. But it also outlaws civil unions. It also outlaws all kind of domestic benefits and legal protection for heterosexuals if they're not married. All of those will be debated. If we get into the purpose of the amendment, this will be a field day.
The amendment's co-author, State Senator Scott Fitzgerald, says it's no surprise it's being challenged. He says he knew about the constitutional restrictions on including too many issues in a single amendment.
We understand that there's certain parts or portions that could be kind of rendered unconstitutional. And that's kind of the game you play when you're crafting constitutional amendments. We still feel that what we did responded to a lot of the issues that were aired, and we did the best we could.
Attorney Lester Pines, who will argue the case against the amendment, says the last time a constitutional amendment was challenged was 25 years ago. He predicts the case will eventually reach the state Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Family Council that led the campaign to pass the amendment has filed an amicus brief in the case. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.